Sport on RTE Radio 1.
24 minutes to wait, and Des joins us.
Yeah, morning, Rachel. Well, West Ham now just one game from ending a 43-year trophy drought. It's more than a drought. After they kept their heads to beat AZ Alkmaar 1-0 in the Netherlands and reached the final of the Europa Conference League. Substitute Pablo Fornals scored a stoppage time winner. It was all very dramatic. In the final, West Ham will play the Italian side Fiorentina, who also had a dramatic win in Basel. They scored the winner, so there was extra time. And then there's only 15 minutes in each half of extra time. There was 9 minutes of added time in a 15-minute period, and they scored in the 9th minute of added time in extra time to go through. There was also extra time in the Europa League semi-final. Sevilla beat Juventus 2-1 on the night. Sevilla will play Roma in the final. And in terms of penalty shootouts and extra time, Sheffield Wednesday pulled off the greatest playoff comeback in English Football League history last night. They were 4-0 down from the first leg. They beat Peterborough 4-0 with the last kick of the game, went to extra time. Peterborough went ahead. Then Wednesday made a 5-1 on the night and won on the penalty shootout. It was extraordinary. In the Premier League, a tamer affair as Newcastle beat Brighton 4-1. Tonight's Premier Division fixtures. Lots of busy ones here. The league leaders Shamrock Rovers host Drogheda. UCD go to Derry. It's Shelburne versus St Pat's. Dundalk against Bohemians. And Cork City versus Sligo Rovers. The First Division leaders Galway United go to Limerick to play Treaty. In golf, round one of the USPGA Championship was not completed as darkness fell. Reporting is Greg Allen.
Whatever ailed Rory McIlroy in round one, it didn't knock him out of contention after a 1-over par 71, in which he needed 3 birdies in the last 7 holes to remain within sight of the leader, Eric Cole, who is one of more than 20 players left to complete round one after a 2-hour frost delay yesterday. McIlroy covered the front 9 in 3-over par. He then made an unlikely par save after overshooting the green on his 11th hole. He steadied up after that to shoot the 71, but he appeared out of sorts with his swing and also with how he was feeling generally.
I'm fighting something. Just not at my best. I'm just struggling with skin temperature. It was 3.5 degrees higher than what it's been. So plenty of water and a bit of rest, I'll be fine.
Paulie Harrington holed a 15-foot putt to save par on 18 for a round of 72, but Shane Lowry bogeyed his final hole for a 73, while Seamus Power is 5-over par after finishing his 75 in near darkness. 34-year-old Cole is the leader on 5-under after 15 holes. He's 1 shot clear of the clubhouse leader Bryson DeChambeau, who shot a 4-under 66.
Now, in rugby, Leinster named their team today to take on La Rochelle in tomorrow's big Champions Cup final. Dublin also hosts the Challenge Cup final tonight, Glasgow taking on Toulon. In Gaelic games, it's a huge weekend in the Hurling and Football Championships. And for all hurling fans, here's Don Lowe Cusack with Hurling Nation.
Good morning, fellow citizens of Hurling Nation. We're back to business this weekend in the Microwave Hurling Championship, with potentially some massive knockout fixtures in the mix. Tomorrow evening, Dublin visit Kilkenny in the sharp end of the Leinster Championship. Dublin come into the game after a draw with Antrim and a win over Wexford, but in reality, Kilkenny won't have to be vintage Kilkenny to get through this one. On Sunday, Galway welcome Antrim, while Wexford host Westmeath. Not much hospitality can be expected from the home side in either of these. We have 2 big games in Munster, the province where there are no small games. At the start of the championship, way, way, way back a few weeks ago, we wouldn't have bet the house on Clare versus Cork this weekend, being a top of the table game. The last time Clare hurled it in us, they shipped 5 goals and a beating to tip. Since then, they've seen off Limerick and Waterford. When they come back home on Sunday for their 4th big Munster championship since April 23rd, they'll find the mood music has changed. Meanwhile, Cork came into the championship having tried out lots of versions of themselves during the league. The cliffhanger draw with Tipperary was a game that lesser groups would have lost, and you had to admire Cork's character in snatching a draw. Playing Clare and Innes will be a test of this character, as much a test of hurling skills. The 2 teams drew there during the league, and another draw would be no surprise, while home advantage to tip the scales if there is a victor. When the dust settles in Innes, draw your breath for Turles. We can smell the coming storm in the air this morning. Limerick travelled to Simple Stadium fighting for their hurling legacy. A defeat to Tip and a Cork win in Innes would see Limerick out of the championship unimaginable. Both teams have suffered injury blows. Sean Finn has been more than just a cornerback for Limerick. Finn is an early warning radar system dressed as a hurler. He seems to know exactly where he needs to be before anybody else knows where they should be. The hurling gods have cancelled out any advantage that Tip might have had though. Jason Ford looks likely to miss the remainder of the Munster Championship at least. Without him, the Tip attack loses one of its sharpest teeth. Tipper a tough proposition under Liam Kell, and Ellen Tynan's return to the one true fate has given them extra edge around the middle third. They'll need all the edge that they can muster, because Limerick will not go gently. After so many years on the go, the hunger might be fading a little bit, but not so much that we expect Limerick to say goodbye this soon. Finally, a bit of housekeeping. On last week's historic broadcast from Hurling Nation, remarks were made which regrettably caused offence in certain quarters who were in contact with us. We'd like to take a moment this morning to apologise to all involved with protecting that part of our national identity, the Book of Kells. Roll on the weekend, and especially Dé Donaigh. These are the days we were nourished on. Let's enjoy them while we can.
Don Logue leaving his studs in yet again. Well, he upset the fans of the Tailteann Cup last weekend, and while Paul Flynn of Dublin will look ahead to the Sam Maguire Cup games later in the programme, let's run through his verdict now on the Tailteann Cup games.
I think Down will be Tipperary. I think Offaly, travelling to Laois, will pip this one. Meath, after a good win last week, I think we'll have too much for Waterford. Leitrim and Fermanagh should be an interesting one, but I think Fermanagh will want to respond to slipping up against Wexford, and will have the draw, but they probably would have liked to win that game, and I think they'll be looking to redeem themselves this weekend. And Wexford, on the other hand, against Antrim, have a tricky fixture. Can they keep the momentum going? I'm not sure. I think Antrim might just pip them in this one as well. And Longford and Wicklow is a really interesting tie. I think it's going to be 50-50, but I think Wicklow will want to respond to slipping that back last week after they gave away a 6-point lead against Carlow. And Carlow, on the other hand, coming into the Limerick game with a bit of momentum, but I think Limerick will have too much there. And the final game with London and Cavan, I think Cavan will be aiming for glory in the Tailteann Cup this year, and this is a game they'll want to continue their momentum.
All right, thanks, Paul. In cycling, Eddie Dunbar remains seventh overall in the Giro d'Italia as Germany's Nico Denz won stage 12. Matthew Fox won the second stage of Ross Tolchin. Overnight, race leader Conor McGoldrick maintained his advantage at the top of the GC. Patrick O'Loughlin was second. Today's stage goes from Ennis to Castlebar. And in racing, Aidan O'Brien runs Broome in the Yorkshire Cup today. There's racing at home in Leopardstown and Downpatrick.